Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
One of his throws in the game went down as a big check mark for Cousins when they really needed it. Completion to Doxson on the sideline was actually to Terrell Pryor. Said that he sailed one to Pryor over his head and that fortuitously it came down into the waiting chest of Josh Doxson. A couple of other things that stood out to us.
Lots you could go into, but just the Samaje Perine moment where there's some kind the operation didn't look right there. Not only was there's no place for Cousins to put the football on the running play, but I thought the same thing live where it looked like Kirk had one idea about Perine where he was going to go and Perine was out wide. So who knows who was at fault there directly, but that's a communication thing. And I would tend to default towards the guy that knows the offense inside and out, is very particular about everything he does, over the rookie who's got a little bit of history here with botching that operation. So that's one. But the other part, and Cousins kind of demurred on this as he normally does, but I think it's a big deal how they did this. In other words, the narrative, which again is so incorrect, and we'll get into the incorrect narratives a bunch here, but the won't take chances, won't go downfield, won't do this, won't do that, won't do this. Well, that's how they won it, is they took those chances. I think Seattle was determined. I think great call by Jay Gruden, number one, but number two, Seattle saying, you ain't beating us with the thing that you do well. You're not beating us with checking it down to Chris Thompson, letting him make plays. You're not beating us with Vernon Davis underneath, letting him run in space. You're going to have to go down the football field. And when you do, if Seattle this morning probably wakes up and tips their cap, doing it that way, the throw to Brian Quick where Cousins got annihilated, under-talked about part of it, by the way, knows the rush is coming, throws it up, beautiful throw, where only Quick can make the catch, and then that dime to Josh Doxson. Amazing stuff right there. That, to me, is a... I know that people that know, which again is an incredible quote, but there's a, yeah, just put that stuff to bed. Put that narrative to bed, please.
I wonder about that narrative and whether or not anything really changed yesterday. Because nothing should have changed. It's kind of my default. We have seen time and time again that Cousins can lead a game-winning drive. Dating back to when he beat Philly at FedEx Field with that clutch throw on a 16-play drive to Pierre Garçon. We've seen him come back and beat Tampa Bay. We saw him rush for a touchdown to beat San Francisco at FedEx Field a few weeks ago. His first time since way back earlier this month when he did it, that he was able to orchestrate that drive. He's done it many times in losses. I mean, if Josh Doxson hangs on to a great pass from Kirk Cousins in the back of the end zone, that's a win. That's a game-winning touchdown toss in the closing seconds against a terrific team. Instead, that goes down as an L. Remember, they took the lead on the great drive where he had the 19-yard read option keeper against the Detroit Lions in Detroit. So it's a false narrative anyway. It's something that is kind of concocted and made up by people because you don't win every game, and you get the ball with a chance to win, let's say, 11 times in a season. The really good quarterbacks may win six of those games and lose five. Guys like Kirk Cousins, who are a tier below that, might win four or five and lose six or seven. And so you're going to have more ammunition to say, see, he can't do it, though. And then in the weeks where he does, you'll be able to parse it up because Josh Doxson made a diving catch or Pierre Garçon made a great catch in traffic.
Or they weren't that good, the other team.
Or, yeah, the other team wasn't good enough or they ran man coverage when it should have been zone or whatever stupid thing you come up with. So his quote is actually great, which is people who know. But I do wonder if anybody yesterday watching that said, no offensive line to help him. 80% of it's hurt. These are a bunch of guys that aren't going to be starting in a month, and a couple of guys who may not be in the league again at the end of this season. No Jordan Reed, who supposedly on some of those game-winning drives, well, you're lucky you've got Jordan Reed. No Jamison Crowder, who made people miss and made great plays after they catch on some of those drives, which are the reasons why they happen. So now you don't have those guys. Vernon Davis has got a cast on his hand after the game. He's got a banged-up hand, wasn't targeted on the final drive, who was your best receiver on the day. I'm sure Brian Quick elevated his play. I'm sure that was all scheme-related as he's just chucking the ball. By the way, he took a huge hit when he threw that 30-plus-yard ball in the air to Brian
Under-talked
Quick.
About part of that play. Two
he
guys
got
took shots.
Drilled as he threw that football. Then he throws the ball on the other sideline to Josh Doxson, and that was an amazing catch. It was also a good throw to give him a chance, but it was a great catch by Doxson. I don't think anything changed because I think we're at a point where everyone's kind of dug in. I think this is politics.
Right. I saw my Facebook feed. I saw my Twitter feed. You've got a lot of those guys muted, but it's throughout the entire game, no receiver help, no Jordan Reed. Your best options are blanketed and Chris Thompson. They're not going to let him beat him with the worst running game in the sport right now, probably. No help at all. No help at all with an offensive line that's decimated and destroyed. Guys that will not even be on the team in 2 weeks. That's not even hyperbole. A lot of those guys will be cut to make room for when guys come back, okay? Because even with that, it's Kirk Cousins is trash. They can't win with him. See, I told you. Some sort of – it's confirmation bias. We already know. And people will accuse us going the other direction. Here's what I will tell you. You're not right, incorrect fan, with your stupid narratives that the goalposts move all the time. Let's do an exercise.
By the way, the goalposts move so much.
Let's do an exercise. I'm an incorrect fan, Grant. Help me out with some things. I thought Kirk Cousins couldn't do anything against a good defense, against a good team. I guess that's wrong, right?
That would be wrong.
We've seen that, okay? He can't win big games. Well, they had to have this one basically to save their season, and he had no help to do it.
Now, are we going to go back through all the big games he's won before? We're just talking about this one.
No, this one. Okay. I guess it's the most. He can't win big games. He can't beat good teams, even though quarterback win losses is stupid anyway. I mean, all these things are out the window. No one will face the information they don't like. And here's the point I always try to make. I was one of you. I was one of the incorrect. I walked around thinking something that wasn't right. I would have traded him for a fourth-round pick multiple times over just because I feel like you turned a profit on a backup quarterback and tried to draft somebody else. I was wrong. Update your file, ignoramuses. If you're walking around telling me that the reason the Redskins couldn't move the football yesterday was because of him, you're wrong.
But
it's very simple.
Anyone who thinks, I keep getting tweets like, that game, you can't pay him off of two throws. You can't pay him off of one drive.
Separate combos.
Well, yes, but also you should pay him off of three seasons. It's over. The discussion is over. Is he good enough to win with? Yes. Is he a guy that gives you a chance every single week? Yes. Is he good enough to thrive when he doesn't have DeSean Jackson and Pierre Garçon and Jordan Reed making him look good? Yes. Two of those guys are gone. The two best that are still here are having down bad seasons. And he's on pace for 4,000 yards, 26 touchdowns, and 6 interceptions. It's over. This thing's been over for 2 years, but it's over again. The conversation is over. Here's what we should be focused on. Other things that are actual questions that need to be debated. Not whether or not you can win with this guy. That's over. Now, I guess the next question would be, how much should you pay him? Which is a fair question.
Yeah, that's a massive question.
That shouldn't even be revisited until the offseason. But the next thing that's over is that they don't beat good teams thing. Because had they have lost to Oakland, the Raiders would be over 500. So that's one team that would have more wins than losses that they beat.
Remember that stupid stat? He's 0-6 against teams that are at least three games over 500?
It doesn't account for teams.
What does that mean?
Records after you play them. So the Rams, as an example, when they played the Rams, were 1-0. Well, the Rams are 6-2 now. They beat the Rams. Do you get credit for that? The Seahawks, if they have beaten the Redskins yesterday like they should have, would be 6-2 right now. Instead, they're 5-3. So you're talking about a 6-2 Seattle team, or we'll just go with the games not against Washington. 5-2 Seattle, 5-2 Rams, and 5-4 Oakland. That's what we're talking about if the Redskins games go differently. But they can't beat winning teams, though. They can't make big plays at the end of games, though. He can't be clutch, though. They beat San Francisco on October 15th, less than 3 weeks ago. He had the big drive and the keeper to win it. They beat Seattle yesterday. You saw how it happened. They lose to Kansas City. They were in position. Doxson drops a ball or else they win. What else do you need to see? 800-636-1067. Did anyone's opinion change yesterday with Grant and Danny?
Here's what changed. You and me decided to make a decision. We decided that we were not happy with the way our lives were going. We weren't happy with our waistlines, how clothes were fitting, how we looked. You and I both done some TV stuff. You a lot more than me, obviously, but we said, let's make a change. And EMP 180 Weight Loss has helped us on this journey. There's a community, Grant, of listeners who we see out there every week, every time we go for a check-in.
I met a guy
we meet new people.
This weekend at EMP 180 Weight Loss who graduated.
Mm-hmm.
He and his wife are on the program, and he has lost 90 pounds. I guess maybe it's about 80 pounds, I think is what he told me.
Amazing.
He was over, no, you know what, it was 90. He was 292 to 200. Lost 90 pounds. He started the program this spring. I'm amazed by him, but we see that all the time. EMP 180 Weight Loss, his program, different than mine, different than Danny's, different than yours. They'll get you right. They got an office in Tyson's. They got an office in Rockville.
go and see them and take control of this thing. It's not easy, but they will be there to help you on the journey. As Grant said, they'll come up with a plan that works for you. EMP180weightloss.com. That's EMP180weightloss.com. Or call 855-888-0180 to schedule your consultation today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.